Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
If I had something to give this guy, I would. It's just funny. 437-9680. I saw Strebel walking into a Cirilla's this weekend.
No, you did not. You did not. I've never been into a place like that.
And James Strebel.
You're not
Why would that be a problem? It's like a lingerie shop, right? Well, you're a teacher.
Yeah. I thought it was a pizza place.
You thought Cirilla's?
Yeah, Cirilla's Pizza.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Coming up in about a half an hour or so, 4:30, we'll have Brain Gall. We'll talk some college football with him. Mitch, if you don't mind, put this up at our Bet Rivers Twitter feed. Satterfield dancing, .. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Put it up at ESPN 680.
I am interested to see this. If they hadn't won, it'd be resounding no. But since they beat Syracuse, and credit to them, you beat bad teams like you do.
Well, you don't give credit. You haven't given them credit.
No,
that's
they
the whole
no,
point
they
of your,
get
your
credit.
Rant for
no,
10 minutes.
They get credit for beating them. That's what they're supposed to do, and they should have been happy. But the overreaction by Scott Satterfield, to me, is embarrassing.
They're college kids.
I don't mind the kids. Kids are fine.
I believe the standards have been lowered.
Yes.
Just a little bit for and we can get into that. We're going to have a lot of time to do that. So that's up at our Bet Rivers Twitter feed at ESPN 680. We'll retweet that as well. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios. I'm Andy Sweeney, James Strebel hanging out with us. Mitch, do you want to play one piece of sound here? I like to just mix in this sound. I mean, really just
sure.
Mix in the sound.
Also, I'm trying to get Twitter to work, so it'll be up shortly.
What's the computer situation there?
Oh, so do we want to dive into that?
What? Yeah, I want to dive into that, but I also text coming down about the end of your sports.
Yeah,
center,
it was
Mitch.
Bad.
We may need to get that at some point as
yeah.
well.
I'll
I was wondering
it.
If you were going to say anything about that. So
I never
happened
do.
Around the office this morning about 9 o'clock. What happened?
Okay, so I'm listening to Patty Ice and Nick they're swimming till Cal, you know, he's always like 15, 20 minutes late.
I mean,
late.
Cal was like 30 minutes late. Those guys came on the air at 11:04 today for an 11 o'clock. And so Patty did the right thing by waiting a few minutes.
Sure.
And Cal didn't show up to damn near 11:30, Mitch. I mean, it was every bit of 11:25 probably.
College basketball season's back, baby. Got to get back into the swing of things. But anyways, they're discussing how the monitor was broken.
Right, so they couldn't play any sound.
Yeah,
Diener was frustrated. Yeah.
So, it was a whole, all of Diener's show. This is like a whole ordeal. And so I walk in.
You called him stupid. You called Mitch stupid. Or do you call process stupid?
Well, I walk in at noon, and immediately three people come up to me. It's like, just so you know, the monitor's not working. Just so you know. I'm like,
just
okay.
So you know.
Okay, I know. I process. Pat, Nick, everyone.
Yeah,
it's like,
Nick
just
was
so
leaving
you
in the bathroom.
Just so,
yeah,
just so you know.
Bathroom.
I'm like, all right. And he's like, you might have to load stuff. I was like, that's going to take me hours. But, you know, if I have to do it, I have to do it. And so I'm sitting there listening to Stoops drone on and on. And I'm like, screw this.
You've lost every bet.
Yeah.
Everything's falling apart in your life. You are getting a bed, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Looking up on life. But I walk into Nick, and Nick took your monitor from your office and
which
is plugging
I said
it
was
in.
Okay.
Yeah, which he says is fine. And he's like, I don't know what the problem is. Like, every monitor, it's just this blinking light. And he's like, I wonder. He's like, do you know where the modem is? I'm like, the modem, like the modem for the Wi-Fi. Yeah, I was like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about like the desktop? He goes, yeah. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. He's like, do you know where the desktop is? No. I walk into the studio where the desktop is. It's turned off. I turn it on.
Oh my God.
Within 5 seconds, the monitor's working. The computer was off the entire time.
Oh my gosh. Oh my.
I bet Patty Ice, when he found out that's what it was, I bet he was fuming.
He's like, I'm never taking another word of what these guys say. Like, from now on, like, whatever they say, I'm not listening to them.
I'm like, I mean, Pat, yeah.
How do you not know that's the problem?
That usually it's like the second, third thing you might check.
Yeah, the
like,
computer needs to be on.
Yes.
That's what happened
to
here.
To work.
So for like hours today.
Hours, the entire theater show. The entire theater show.
And then also we played the Calipari press conference off Patty Ice's phone.
Yeah, and Satterfield.
Texas says, duh, Monter.
Look, you guys can make fun of my speech all you want. I work with a bunch of freaking idiots in this office who don't know how to turn a computer on.
Right when you walk in, process in his Eagles flat bill. Hey man,
that's exactly what it was.
Effed up.
Exactly what it was. I'm like, guys, I know. I listen to the station.
You checked the computer. I mean,
Texas says where the modem is. But, Texas says the modem for the Wi-Fi for the desktop. Texas says dive into that.
Look, that's fine. I'm just saying, the other producers here just sat around for 5 hours not knowing that the computer was turned off the entire time.
Oh, no, you should take an absolute. The moral of the story isn't how Mitch is or is not saying words.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is the content Mitch is giving you is valuable information.
It is.
It's valuable information. It absolutely is.
If the monitor's not working.
The poor intern is sitting in the studio holding up Patty Ice's phone to the mic so he can play Satterfield. And the computer was not turned on. The computer that was literally sitting right underneath him.
Just the image of that. And Pat's fuming. He's mad. He's just...
Oh, when I told Pat, that's the most mad I've ever seen Pat.
That's
when I told him what the problem was.
Well, you know what's funny about that? Because I talked to him earlier today, and I know he closed the door to his office / Bob's office. I go, oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Texas says, dub monitor is blinking. Mitch, how bad was your gambling this weekend? How bad of a mood were you?
I lost every single bet. I didn't realize it until midway through Sunday. I was like, man, I might just lose every single bet this weekend.
Well, I knew it was bad when you snapped at me out of nowhere. It wasn't an anti-Lamar take. It wasn't like – I just said the Ravens are going to lose this game.
You can't bring that negative energy out. You can't –
Dude,
like, get, like,
text.
Mitch, you are negative energy. That's the beauty to you.
Yeah.
You don't give any positive energy. That's why when you gave your crappiest take ever like 3 weeks ago about Louisville football, we need to be positive about Louisville football. The worst take ever outside of Justin Rollins.
Yeah.
Then this is where we are. Yeah.
It, like my
Lord of Darkness.
My text coming from New Albany, Indiana has nothing
yes,
to
it
do
does.
With
you're
Lamar
the guy,
Jackson's going to do.
You're the guy in the sports book like, man, your bet's not looking too hot there. Like that's a lot.
It wasn't a commentary on your bet. It was a commentary on the.
Yeah,
Ravens.
Oh, I bet the Ravens to win.
Yeah, he's got something. This is where I understand what Mitch is talking about. He's got money on it. You're just a guy.
Yeah,
no,
you just come in our text chain. Man,
who,
the Ravens look like they're going to lose.
Who
they look like crap.
One game at a time because you want to watch all the commercials, which is just it's a lock level lie. That's what
it
is.
No, it's not. I like watching the whole game.
No, you don't.
I do too. I enjoy watching the entire football game.
You're the only listen, let me do this. I'm going to do this for the Strieble household.
Okay.
We're going to call Spectrum on the show. I'm gonna pay for the rest of the season.
You don't have to do that.
What's it? $10,
dude. I can give you a site right now. You can watch for free.
Well, okay, that's fine. What do you want me to do? I enjoy it. That's what I like to do. I like to watch the entire game, and maybe the red zone's fun, and you enjoy it, and people enjoy it. But there are people that enjoy watching games in their entirety. There are people out there. You might not like it. That's fine. That's your personal choice.
But save this
you
for
can
Diener.
Do what you want.
Diener needs to play this tomorrow Diener, because he's going to erupt.
That's
when
fine.
He finds this.
If that's what Diener wants to do, that's what he wants to do. It's not what I want to do.
It is what you, but you never tried it.
I did. I watched over your house at one time. I was like, oh, that's cool.
For 6 minutes.
Yeah.
You didn't even want to stay and have a Busch Light.
I did have a. I had a Busch Light.
By the way, Diener slandered your Busch Light, by the way.
I heard it. That makes me mad, too.
It should.
Why is he, I mean, it, like, Busch Light's that much lower than Coors Light, Diener. I mean, it's
that's
like
Diener's thing.
$2 less than Coors Light. It comes from the same vat, if that's what you want to talk about.
Diener says, I'll pay for Strebel's Red Zone. Yeah,
you don't have
I'll split
to.
It with you.
I appreciate it, guys. It's a nice gesture, but you don't have to do that. How many games are left anyway? Like five?
Five?
Five? Sound like Locke. Five?
Five? give me some Crean from the weekend, Mitch. That's what we need. We need Crean.
Perfect pass. And he just doesn't hang on to the ball. Yeah, you know what? Let's go ahead and take Penix. Mike, the process, doing a great job behind the board. Telling us that we have Michael Penix here talking about what happened from his eyes after Indiana loses to Ohio State.
I don't know why, but I just find that so funny. We have Penix.
The name on the sound sheet is Crean - we have Penix.
From his eyes.
Yeah, play another Crean. It's delightful, his voice.
Yeah.
The defense for Indiana is pretty awesome. They might have just taken Justin Fields out of the Heisman race.
Yeah, they might have. I mean, obviously had that stretch in the second quarter, early in the third quarter, where he completes 11, 12 passes in a row, throws for a few touchdowns. But Indiana did a great job defending Justin Fields as the game went on. All right, Justin, thanks so much for the call, man.
That's great. Diener's right. He's like, half the season's left. You're unbelievable. You are so hard-headed with this. You will not give on the red zone when we are willing to pay the $5 for 2 months. Come on. You will not better your life. This is unbelievable. This is you shunning driving a car or electricity or going on vacation or wearing your Apple Watch or anything else. Mitch, this one mystifies me. I'm just so mystified.
I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't have any other comeback.
But the NFL's great now.
It is great. I'm enjoying it.
I mean, it goes game to game, boom, for seven and a half. It went all the way to 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It went 7 full hours on Sunday.
But I got to
watch
that full Colts-Packers game. It was really good. It was a great game. I mean, you had the big comeback. You had the drama at the end. And the overtime, the fumble, I saw the whole thing. It was great. Titans and Ravens was good. I watched the Browns beat the Eagles. That was great, too.
Texas says, if Matty Bangs has red zone, do you think Strebel will do it?
No. I don't even listen to Matty Bangs' show at all.
Did you today?
I did not. I listened to Maven and Rummage the full 2 hours.
You were just doing that to get riled up.
No.
You weren't listening to Maven and Rummage for... I like that segment that they do when they grade the players,
I had time. My meeting was over at 9:30, so I got home and I was like, you know what, I need to listen to the station today. So I started listening to Maven and Rummage.
An in-person meeting? Just wasn't Zoom? You went to an in-person meeting?
Yeah, we all had masks on. Right. Yeah, and
did you know Cal talked today?
Yeah, I know. Yes, Mitch, I know Cal talked. I know Cal talked. And I know that Stoops talked. Was one thing that Calipari said, he talked about the Knicks for the entire damn time.
No, he's worried about the team.
Yeah, he's worried about the team, talked about the Knicks. I mean, yeah, I know Cal talked.
I'm just intrigued that you listened to Maven Rummage over your Emperor.
Well, I did because, again, it was content of the show. What did you say? Send me marks. So what did I do? I sent you some marks. I sent you some times. I tried to help the show. You all get on me all the time for not doing anything to help the show. The day I go and try to help the show, I get crushed.
It's true. Texas says Strebel emulates Matt Jones's accent when he solo hosts.
I do not. I don't emulate anybody. I talk the way I talk. And I'm not emulating anybody. It's just me.
Texas says, here's a poll question. I test Louisville versus Alabama, Kentucky versus Alabama.
I can't stand fans like that either. Those Louisville fans are like, well, at least we put 17 points up against Alabama. Like, congrats. Like, oh, my God.
You got crushed too.
How low are you on the totem pole?
Like, Mitch, what are you doing? You battled us a month ago. This is like 3-4 weeks ago. You battled Strebel and I.
Did you not see the sadness?
Do you not see the sadness? That's why I'm like, the people that are like, oh, it's okay, and are not like confused. I am confused by the lack of confusion.
Right.
I guess that's my issue.
Me too.
And with Kentucky, it's the confusion of, I mean, you lay down and then you combine the negativity of Saturday with the rest of the season. It's just another. It's not just because they lost to Alabama. Of course not.
We knew that was going to happen.
I wasn't going to gauge Kentucky on this game, but they went above and beyond. Okay, and then with Louisville, like I don't know, Mitch. Do you care what happens the next two games? Because I mean, Louisville fans, this is like their last chance for the great pivot here.
Yeah, you get 2 weeks.
Well, no, you get two games.
You get two games
left. If you beat Boston College, you get the 3 weeks, and you get to do the fake bowl game thing against Wake Forest,
yes.
Which I'm already tired. I'm tired of hearing about that already.
And they bowl practices.
And they haven't even got to that yet.
No.
So I guess I'm halfway interested what they do with Boston College. What does turn me on, and I want to talk to Brent Gaul, is – all these coaches, they need all this time to get ready for these games, and now they have to get ready, and, like, the opponents are always changing. Like, Satterfield's got to be upset.
Oh, absolutely.
You do advanced scouting, that gets a raise. You do advanced scouting, that gets
raised again.
You do it again. I mean, they're doing the third time they have changed their plan. So I don't know, man.
This was supposed to be the Boston College game. It got punted and switched to Wake Forest, and they got punted. It's back to Boston College again.
Here's the thing. I feel like, yes, I think on the Kentucky side, the funny of what happened on Saturday. On the Louisville, I am skeptical of what is going on here. I am surprised. I want to talk about this more in the 5 o'clock hour here on the Take on ESPN 680-1057. I am surprised by the lack of skepticism.
Yeah.
That's what mystifies me here, and we don't mind doing that. I think with Kentucky, I think there's a younger group of people that will not do that with Kentucky football. But on the Louisville side, I'm mystified that that's not one of the leaders here.
Sure.
Is what level of worry is out there? Like, I would be worried that you would go into next year and the majority of the Louisville fan base, if I'm not mistaken, believes that Malik Cunningham is not the starter.
No, I mean,
I don't know what the coaches are. I mean, listen, the coaches don't think Evan Conley can play. That is apparent. He's not getting in, and I need to bend the knee. Oh, we'll save that last statement, getting in for the big statements there at 4:18. Brain Gall in 12 minutes. Like, I was wrong. I thought Evan Conley was a backup, and Puma's a backup.
Yeah.
I was dead wrong on that. Earlier in the season,
me.
It looked like I was right. Preseason, I thought I was right. I ain't right on that. I don't mind. I don't know who. If it was maybe in Rummage, or I don't know who it was. I know Rummage liked.
He loves
Evan
Puma.
No, I think he liked Conley. But,
he pivoted back to Puma.
I think
remember he had that argument.
There's some pivots back and forth.
Yes.
There's some pivots back and forth. But they're not going away from him. Like, you know, like they're not. It is obvious they are not going away from him.
Right.
And I don't believe that is because they have some sort of attachment or they feel like they need to start and only play Malik Cunningham. I think that's because what else do you have?
Right.
I think that's the case. And I don't know if T-Webb's not anywhere close to playing. I mean, you throw him in, then you're not doing him any good. I mean, Kentucky's dealing with a similar discussion a little bit. Well, I'm not even talking about Kentucky.
0 for 6 between Gatewood and Bo Allen. They were 0 for 6 passing.
Texas says, have you guys heard the Strebel Chewbacca sound during the Diener show today?
Huh?
Yeah, they compared you to Chewbacca today.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
One of your rants. You went,
I did?
Oh, yeah, you did
like
a roar.
I black out during those rants. That's good. Okay, cool. I'd like to hear that.
Texas says, what do you think of Dabo Fauci?
Yeah.
Put it up at ESPN 680. Who knows more about the how to handle the coronavirus?
Yeah, Dabo Sweeney or Dr. Fauci.
Yes, put that up if you don't mind.
I mean, he can't help himself. He really can't. But part of me actually thinks that he might be a little bit right that Florida State was just like, nope, we're not playing this game. Nope, COVID, get out of here.
I want to get into that with Brett. I want to get into
sure,
that with Brett Gall. I don't know the whole story there. I think Clemson did the right thing by the letter of the law, but they did the thing that's also a D-bag move. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like if something is not technically like them traveling a player who they didn't know if he was positive
or not,
had been around the team and was symptomatic, right? He was symptomatic, right?
That was, I think so, yes.
Then that is a jerk move, but according to the ACC, it would be a legal move.
Yeah,
it,
they followed the correct protocol. Yeah,
they followed the protocol, but in the human protocol, they did not. That would be the argument for Florida State.
Absolutely.
And Florida State, they're not acting like a bunch of petulant child. The problem is Clemson needs to play these games because they're behind the eight ball to make the college football playoff, and they know it.
Yeah.
They know not playing the game or even, you know, staging the game later. All this is now working against them.
Yeah.
And that's what they're worried about.
Plus,
so,
they had the one loss.
Yeah, we'll talk with Brain Call about all of that as well. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're behind the eight ball. I mean, they've already got a loss.
Yeah.
They've already got a loss. And to go on TV and to beat a team 56-3 matters.
Absolutely,
right?
It does.
It matters. It matters in the mind of a lot of people. 437-968, my take on Indiana. Mitch, do you want to rave about Indiana here or what?
No, they lost.
Me to go first? Okay.
Hey.
Has Crean reached out to us at all about reenacting this? Is he going to do that today?
I didn't know.
I would imagine, well, he was. I thought he might reach out to you. He's usually in studio. Is he not in the 5 o'clock hour anyway?
Yeah, because Scotty D's tonight.
Yeah. So usually he's proactive about being on the microphone. Like getting that opportunity.
Boy, that Sunday morning hangover yesterday. Ooh,
he ran it at Ince on the UK postgame show too. He started screaming at Ince.
Man, I tell you, Crean was Mike Hogg
all weekend.
Not only all weekend, he was a Mike Hogg on that.
I should have cut it. I didn't even think about it now, but yeah, he was.
He pushed Phil out of the way several times,
and Phil bent a knee.
But yeah, he bent every time, and Phil always did like. Like
sigh.
There's nothing he could do. He would just sigh.
Phil would be like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just stomping all
over." 3-minute expose.
Yeah. Well, actually, Nick,
and he disagreed with Curran, and Curran didn't like Curran. You could tell didn't kind of like it.
He was getting a little frustrated.
Yeah,
He's like, "Button pusher, you're supposed to be button, Jack."
I think Curran and Phil. I think there's a schism there with Grossman.
They're like, "Where's Pat?" Like we.
Well, Pat was with his girlfriend's family.
Yeah, he was doing the Thanksgiving thing, right?
Yeah, Pat has always said, Mitch, maybe you could help me here, that his girlfriend's uncle.
Yeah, he likes that guy a lot. He kisses people, right?
When that guy, like, kisses Pat and, like,
he
rubs
licks
him.
People's face. Yeah, he licks people's
Pat's
faces.
Ooh. Now I remember this. I remember this conversation. And hopefully, he's not licking people's faces right now. Now's like the worst time. It's never a good time to lick someone's face. This is the worst time.
When's the last time you licked someone's face who wasn't your wife?
Never. Ever.
You ever licked a face?
No.
No. Okay. There's a lot of silence there.
Well.
Who knows most about COVID, Dabo, Fauci, or Locke? That needs to be the better one.
Yeah, it does.
We could also put up Bob. That would be funny as well.
All four of them. I think that should be the poll.
Oh, put Dabo, Fauci, and Locke. Put that up.
Locke's not talking to us anymore.
Oh, he's shut it down.
He's disappeared.
He has shut it down, man.
Yeah. You tried to lure him out with Paulina Gretzky earlier.
Oh, yeah, the Paulina Gretzky. What'd you make of that photo? Go ahead and pull that photo up.
I saw it.
What?
Oh. It was
a nude, I believe.
Good for Dustin, and God bless him.
And God bless the United States of America.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, God bless our troops. God bless
yes.
God bless our president. God bless our teachers. God bless our coal workers.
The Senate.
God bless the Senate.
Supreme Court.
Except for Ted Cruz.
The
except
Congress.
For him, which one he's a part of.
He's a senator.
I was watching old things of him. I'm like, I think he's one of the funniest liars.
Really?
Yeah, like, I just think he's a funny liar.
There's a lot of funny liars.
No, but I think he's funny. Like, watching him, it's like a cartoon.
Yeah, he's...
Like, if you made up just a cartoon about it, that's what he is.
I just seen
but he's a senator.
Grayson Allen, and I'm like, ooh.
Oh, sure, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Texas says, Dabo Fauci getting universally crushed, so of course Locke gives him a right on.
Tell him, Dabo. You can see it right now. That's probably his favorite college football coach right now. Not Bronco, it's Dabo. He's done with Bronco. He's not done with Bronco.
Texas says, that's a lie, Strebel. Listen when you host solo. It's not the same voice as with Andy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't check. Mitch would know. Mitch has heard me solo and with Andy and with other people. Mitch, do I
your
sound different?
Your bravado changes, but not your voice.
What do you mean my bravado changes?
That's what I mean. You're
doing something else.
Your bravado
changes. What are you doing right now?
Yeah, I was putting up that poll question.
Is Nick Valvano there?
No.
Texas says, what's worse, licking someone's face or buying your mom and her boyfriend's mattress? It's a fair question. Let's take a break. On the other end, Braden Gall, Sirius Sports Radio. We'll talk some college football with him, and we'll get you ready for, look back at the weekend and look forward as well. 437-9680. Braden Gall next here on The Take on ESPN Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
They're 2-5, and they still think they matter, and people care. Nobody cares about your crack team. Instead, they're fielding this dumb mess dancing after they beat FSU. Lame.
And James Strebel.
Mike Norvell's a bum. That team sucks. But Satterfield was doing the dance. Look at me, fellas. I like the hip hop. I'm gonna dance with you.
Stoops beat Tennessee, and he called into Matty Bangs' show with the bourbon, smoking a cigar in a bus.
At least he didn't embarrass himself as an old white middle aged man trying to be cool. Embarrassment.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reminder, on Thursday, we'll have you set up for the triple header coming your way in the NFL. Texans and Lions at noon, Washington and Dallas at 4 o'clock, and then Ravens and Steelers will have the Westwood One feed. Will be over right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, then on over on 93.9 The Ville. We'll have the Ravens feed. Obviously, for that is all presented by BJ Heating and Cooling, Coyle Chevrolet, and BetRivers.com. All right, so a busy week of college football. We'll have the playoff rankings coming up tomorrow. Cannot wait for that. And we'll spend a few minutes here with Braden Gall, at Braden Gall on Twitter, talking some college football with him. Braden, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. How are you?
Well, I mean, listen, I'm a New York Giants fan, so I'm doing okay. I would imagine as a Titans guy, I mean, you saw on cloud nine. Did you sleep last night? I mean, how good did that feel? That's fantastic.
I'm a shareholder of Green Bay Packers stock, so I did not sleep well last night after choking away that large lead to the Indianapolis Colts. But Titans with a huge win, no question. And I do enjoy it, though, living in Nashville for 25 years and being a Packers guy. I do really enjoy it when getting to root for my favorite team also aligns with something that my city needs, which the Titans really needed a win yesterday from Green Bay. So, you know, basically my fault that the Titans aren't in first place.
It is your
right
fault.
Now.
Not basically. Not basically. I like Vrabel. I don't mind saying that. I like Vrabel. They play with the chippiness. They're always the best team, but that was a fun one there in Nashville. Braden Gall with us here. All right, so Clemson and Florida State, the spat that now has filled the weekend and continues to rage here on this Monday. Just your thoughts, a couple different things I want to ask you about this. What is your strongest opinion on the back and forth, Dabo and Clemson, and now today Florida State having some media availability, Mike Norvell and others talking about it? What's your strongest opinion on this subject?
I have been in the studio for most of the day, so I've not seen a lot of what Mike Norvell has said, so I'll plead ignorance to that. But
he just said it was medical personnel. He said it was his medical personnel.
Yeah,
he said we didn't duck the game, we want to play the game, that sort of thing.
Yeah, number one, it's a microcosm of 2020. The entire Clemson-Florida State fiasco is just all of 2020 in America boiled down into one story. And it is one side saying, well, we followed all these protocols. There might be some holes in the protocols, and you know the protocols might not be good enough, and we probably shouldn't have put a symptomatic player into practice all week. And what is the stinking point of testing people on Friday morning and then flying and putting them all together in a tin can and flying them across the state if you're not going to have the results until afterward? That's like, to me, that's like a breakdown in common sense. And then the other side saying, but they did follow protocol. Like, right, we did follow all the protocols. We're doing everything we're supposed to. There's no mask mandate, so we didn't have to wear masks. And then the other half is going, well, we're kind of concerned about the health and safety of our players, and we're down to like 57 dudes, and we've got three more games, and our coach tested positive, and we're doing a lot more testing than you guys are. I talked to the sideline reporter who was supposed to call that game this morning, and Clemson has one mandatory test. in a week, and Florida State has three. And so Florida State's been more careful about this, and you know, they decided, hey, this isn't safe. We don't feel comfortable with what's taken place, and of course, it's ballooned into something that it's not. And my strongest opinion is that Dabo Swinney is starting to lose me. Like, frankly, like when it comes to players not getting paid or the Black Lives Matter stuff or, you know, all this, like, he is continually, like, the tinfoil hat is getting bigger and bigger and bigger that's on his head. And to suggest that Florida State backed out of a football game that would, frankly, pay them a lot of money, right? Like, it's something that would generate revenue for Tallahassee. It doesn't make any sense at all to say what Dabo said, and I don't get it. It goes right back to being, you know, I cover college football for a living, and I had to say all summer long to my audiences, hey, there's a chance we're not going to get some football if we don't act smartly, if we don't behave. Let's just think about each other and be smart. We're not going to run through the streets with our hair on fire. We're not panicking. We're not living in fear. I'm not peddling fear porn here. It's called being cautious. It's erring on the side of caution, and it's called caring about the people around you. And that's what Florida State did. And now they're getting, you know, dragged through social media because Clemson thinks they're soft. And like, it literally is the entire calendar year of 2020 boiled down into one nutshell. And it's really sad.
Clemson went on that PR move, Braden.
Florida State's players were on the field. Florida State players learned that the game wasn't happening when they were on the field warming up 3 hours before the game. You're telling me that they were scared to play the game?
Clemson went on that PR move. Yeah, they got that public relations master there. I mean, that's what Clemson did. I mean, they got out there and said what they had to say. And just, I mean, they directed the Twitter narrative of such a silly story. Do you think it's a bad look for the ACC to have these two big-time programs? And I know Florida State is down just openly spatting ADs, fans, media, coaches, being very vocal. I mean, I don't know. I feel like this wouldn't happen maybe in the SEC.
That's interesting. It wouldn't happen in the NFL. I'll say that. I think they're... You know, the SEC is not above pettiness. Let's be clear. Like, there is no conference. I mean, especially since the SEC has been ripping on the Big Ten for the better part of the last 4 months for saying, oh, you guys didn't bake in enough practice, extra time. You guys were stupid. And now look what's happening to the SEC. Like, they're getting all their games canceled, too, and they don't have enough time baked into their schedule because, again, all of this is like, we should all be doing this together. And that's the problem. Like, it should have happened.
Agreed.
It should have happened in March. It should have happened in April. It should have happened in July. It should have happened last week. And that is, we are all in this together. We all can influence each other's safety and well-being and health and all this other stuff. Like, it's all tied together. And if games in the SEC are getting canceled or games in the Big Ten are getting canceled, that's going to affect the ACC because guess what? We're all living in the same place. So, I don't think it's a good look for the ACC. I think the ACC could have stepped in, and if they, you know, if they step in and say, look, Florida State didn't feel like they had the right medical thresholds for their personal execution of the game. Clemson did. We're going to review it, but we have no problem with the fact that we couldn't come to an agreement. Like, I don't know what the word, I'm not a, you know, don't pay me.
Right,
I don't get paid millions of dollars to run a PR firm here, but that's what should have happened is, the ACC comes out and says, no, the game's going to get rescheduled. We're going to do our best. We're going to do everything we can in our power to make sure that all the safety and well-being of all the athletes and coaches are taken into account, and we're going to try to play this game a little bit later on in the season. And I don't know. What else do you say? Like, I don't know. I don't know. The whole like, oh, they were down 34 points. It was a 34-point spread, and you didn't want to get beat. It's like it's just the dumbest thing in the world, just like all the dumb Twitter conversations I had in the spring and the summer. It's just so dumb.
God bless you. I can't stand it. Yeah, God bless you. I'm with you. Brain Gall with us at Brain Gall, SiriusXM, Athlon Sports, 440 Sports, the owner there. I hate to just stick with sadness. Did you watch any of Kentucky-Alabama? How sad was that? 63-3 on Saturday. Kentucky fans licking their wounds and getting ready for basketball to begin on Wednesday.
Yeah, you know, Kentucky's an interesting team this year, and I don't know what the numbers are going to be or say. I don't know what the you know, who I can actually put into what category, because I don't know what how to evaluate coaches, frankly, in 2020. But I think Kentucky's a team that if a normal season had gone along instead of what we were stuck with this year, I think we'd be having a very different conversation about Kentucky. I think there's a lot of teams, like Penn State's another one. I just think if you don't have an all 10 game, very difficult schedule in the SEC, I think we're having a different conversation. Also, the officials, you know, have done some work on Kentucky as well. So, you know, nobody's expecting them to beat Alabama, nor should they. That number is pretty bad, right? A 60 point loss is pretty bad. I certainly saw a little bit of it in the second quarter, but there was no real reason to watch after that. And I will say this, Alabama's defense is getting better. And that's a concern. That should be a concern for everybody, Florida, whoever. That Alabama defense is, I don't know how much better it's getting, but if you shut out Mississippi State, you hold Kentucky to 3, you shut Georgia out in the second half, like it's starting to add up that maybe they're rounding into form on that side of the ball. And if that happens, then they are the clear-cut number one team in America, and there's no shame to getting beat by them, and they're probably going to win the whole thing. If what we've seen the last few weeks from Alabama is just a function of level of competition or whatever, then I think Clemson or Ohio State can beat them. But I don't, you know, I think Florida's going to put up a big number on Alabama. But if they stop Florida and Atlanta, then no, all bets are off on Alabama being the best team in America by far. They'll be number one in the playoff rankings.
Sure.
But if you put them in a playoff right now, I would say Clemson and Ohio State have a chance to beat them. I think it's actually pretty wide open between those three. But if that defense rolls around and turns into something solid, then Alabama's offense is already probably the best in the country, aside from maybe Florida. I don't know what to, you know, I don't think Florida's going to beat them. I think Alabama wins. But if Alabama's defense is good too, you know, you just give them the ring now at that point.
Yeah, we play the season. Just please get Saban another one. You had him, Brent Gaul, with us. What do you think the College Football Playoff Committee will do tomorrow for 1, 2, 3, and 4? I guess, do you have any thoughts or theories? And then you put up a day ago Bama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Florida, and you had Notre Dame 5. I'm sure you got some flack on that. Why did you have that as well?
Well, I mean, I think Florida's better than Notre Dame. It's not more complicated than that. I think Florida's the best offensive scheme in America. I think Dan Mullen's the best offensive mind in America, and he's got a quarterback that is achieving at a level that, like, literally, I mean, again, 31 touchdowns in 7 games is the most ever all time in college football history, except for one guy. So, and that was B.J. Simmons for Texas Tech and a Mike Leach offense in the Big 12 like 15 years ago. So, if Florida played Notre Dame right now, I think Florida would be a 5-6 point favorite by Vegas, and I would pick Florida to win the game. I think they're better. So that's my explanation.
I agree.
For that.
Yeah, I agree.
And not a lot of pushback, frankly, from most people outside of Notre Dame fans. So,
yeah.
I also think Clemson, if Clemson had played Notre Dame at home and Notre Dame didn't have Ian Book and they were playing in Death Valley, what do you think the outcome would have been?
Right.
So, yep. I think you have to look at context, and I think the committee looks at context. I don't think that's going to happen tomorrow night. I think tomorrow night it's pretty straightforward. It's Alabama 1, you know, Notre Dame probably 2, maybe Ohio State 2, Ohio State 3, and then Clemson 4. I think it's pretty straightforward for the committee's job tomorrow. But, again, the rankings tomorrow don't really mean anything. What matters is the end, and you're going to have Florida and Bama play each other. You're going to have Clemson and Notre Dame play each other probably. You got Northwestern and Ohio State play each other. Like, all these teams still have to play each other, and most of them will weed themselves out. Right now, I think Florida's better than A&M, and I know that A&M beat them. I think Clemson's better than Notre Dame, and I know Notre Dame beat them. I think Oklahoma right now is better than Iowa State, and Iowa State beat them when they played a couple of weeks ago. That's not how sports work. Sometimes the better team doesn't always win.
Just a quick thought on Indiana. What did you make? Was it a moral victory type game for you with Indiana? Was it worrisome how Justin Fields played? I don't know. You big Tom Allen fan. What do you make of what Indiana has done this season? Keeping it close on Saturday, coming back. And one thing I've said on here, Brandon, is they could have won that game. I mean, that's the other side. They could have won the game.
Now, Ohio State with some strange decisions to sort of keep Indiana in the game, but they were also up 35-7. They were up 42-21. You know, give Indiana a lot of credit for fighting back. Yes, I'm definitely a Tom Allen guy. Big was not a believer when they made the hire, because I thought this seems like a continuity move, but it's clearly something that has worked very well. And Michael Penix is a really good player. They're a really good football team. They're fun to watch. Ohio State's a great football team, and that's the difference. Even making a bunch of mistakes and playing a sloppy game and Justin Fields making mistakes, some of that credit goes to Indiana for creating some pressure. But by and large, Ohio State kind of tripped all over itself and still scored 42 points and won by 7.
Yeah.
So the game probably should not have been as close as the final score indicated. I know gamblers are not happy about that. But it doesn't take away from Indiana. Like, I think Indiana's had, if you beat two teams that are blue bloods in college football for 50 years, and it's the first time you've beat them since the 80s in Penn State and Michigan, I think you celebrate. So just because you didn't beat number two or three and beat Ohio State on the road, I don't think it takes much away from what they've accomplished so far. It's a heck of a season for Tom Allen and those guys.
Brain, take care. Always appreciate you carving out some time for us. We'll continue listening to all of your endeavors, and we'll talk down the road, maybe closer to the college football playoff. Hopefully we get there. I appreciate all the time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem, guys.
Thank you. Brain Gall with the SiriusXM Athlon Sports. Got the podcast there, 440 Sports as well. Some good stuff there. Yeah, I'm going to tend to lean towards what he said about the college football playoff more than what you're going to see tomorrow.
Yeah,
because Notre Dame is going to be number two tomorrow, and please.
They're not number two. Yeah.
Please.
I liked his context about, switch places, Notre Dame at Death Valley without Ian Book, and he's right. That would have been a massacre. It wouldn't have gone into overtime like it did at Notre Dame. It absolutely would not have.
By the way, I just got an alert, and I thought it was an alert that was going to sadden me here on the Take on ESPN 680. You ready for this?
Yeah.
It was a Taysom Hill alert. I thought ESPN had moved him just to quarterback. Are you in on this controversy at all?
Yeah, with the tight end, yes. So you played him as tight end.
You're damn right.
He scored a lot of points.
And he won me.
Absolutely.
I beat Patty Ice.
What's the alert?
Well, no, I thought they were going to move him back just to quarterback.
But that's not the case.
I don't know. Mitch, are you mad at me that I exploited that loophole like Dabo did with the COVID player against Florida State?
I didn't play against you, so I don't care.
Okay, well, here's the thing. This morning, your boy processed.
Well, actually, I do play you this week. Who do Saints have this week?
You play me this week? Did you just burp into the mic?
It just popped up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. It just happened. I'm really sorry. I don't mean to do that.
I didn't even hear it.
It wasn't loud.
I need three pieces of sound.
It just happened.
Oh my God.
I need.
That's embarrassing.
Hang on. I need. It wasn't a burp. It was a throat noise. You know the throat noise that you can get?
The gargle.
Yeah, well, no. It's not even a gargle. Everyone has it. It just happened to be that headset that you're wearing is very tender. It's very sensitive.
I know, and I'm always making noises and breathing and moaning and that.
Here's the text. You moan during the interview. We need that.
Okay.
We have a moan. We have a belch. And we have Mitch botching a sports center.
Yeah.
Those are the three sound bites that I really would like to lead the 5 o'clock hour with. That's what I want the power hour presented by the book at Caesar Southern Indiana to be: a moan, a belch, and a Mitch sports center debacle.
The Saints have the Broncos. That, there you go. And they're -6.
But I beat Patty Ice only because of that. Otherwise, he beats me. Otherwise, my tight end can't give me 24.
I lost last night.
Oh, he's got to be furious.
I lost last night on that Travis Kelce touchdown.
I think
that's what beat me.
Oh, that's brutal.
It was brutal.
Well, I tell you what, if I didn't get that last Dave Picard touchdown, that pick would have ended it. I would have still. I need to pull every magic trick to beat Patty Ice. Sometimes Patty Ice doesn't even watch the NFL. How does he cuddles? He goes to Huber's. He goes to a winery. I mean, this guy doesn't watch any NFL.
He's worse than me.
I'm worried I'm going to lose the NS.
CNN NS? What's he doing?
Yeah, so
what are they doing on his show right now? Are they replaying Jake Tapper sound bites or what?
Jake Tapper.
It's Jake Tapper, right?
Yeah, it's Jake Tapper.
That's what I thought.
Brian Stelzer was the other guy.
I wonder how my guy King is doing now after the election.
King? Oh, John King?
Okay, good. I forgot his first name.
Yeah,
John?
He's doing fine. He's living that life. You know, he's got great hair.
Texas says Hugh Freeze knows more than Locke about COVID.
Hugh Freeze? Well, I came out of nowhere. Hugh Freeze. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know why I did that. Man, I lost
it's just
train
a veto
thought.
For
I,
no
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, I lost my
what
train
is
of
wrong
thought.
With you right
I
now?
I don't know. I don't know. Nothing.
What is going on something. With you? You're falling apart. You're at Kentucky football.
I am. The second half, I'm just falling apart.
Not second half.
The second half of the show, I'm just falling apart. Like they did the second half of Alabama. Fell apart. Quit. But I'm not quitting. I'm going to thunder through all these gaffes. Keep going.
Falling apart right now.
There's no reason for it.
Mitch, do you want to play the Fox News Trump vaccine? Just I see it on my sound sheet.
Sure.
I forgot I sent that.
I haven't listened to it yet.
It's really – okay, well, that's not good. That's not good, but that's where we'll go. That's
okay.
Where we will end this hour is with this right here. What an odd way to end the hour. Go ahead. I have no idea if this is good or bad.
I think I had an idea, you know, when with the world so divided and everybody, you know, telling him he's got to give up and time to leave and time to transition and all the rest of it. Why not name the vaccine the Trump? You know, make it like, have you gotten your Trump yet? No, it'd be a nice gesture to him. And years from now, it would become just a kind of a generic name. Have you got your Trump yet? Oh, yeah, I got my Trump. I'm fine. You know, I wish we could honor him in that way because he is definitely the prime architect of this operation. Warp speed, and but for him, we'd still be waiting, you know, into the grim winter for these amazing, miraculous medical breakthroughs.
Matt, I'm reeling for that from that, but let me tell you about the fitness market. Have you used the weights? Streeble.
I got to bring him over here. I forgot to bring him over so I can pump iron.
You got to lift. That's what I want you to do. I want
you
to
lift.
I'll
bring him over tomorrow.
We're going to do a segment where you just lift weights for like, and it doesn't have to be a 35-minute segment.
I'll set a reminder on my phone.
I'll set a reminder. You're gonna do a 10-minute weight lift or whatever we need to do from the fitness market, whether it be weights, strength equipment, treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes. They're your home, the biggest home here in Louisville for electric bikes, rowing machines, and much, much more. It is the fitness market, the best brand. Brands in the business. They can work with any budget. Financing is available. They have delivery, pickup, assembly, and they're ready to help you today. That is who the staff here at ESPN Louisville trust. We're all outfitted. Give them a call, 882-2694. You can also go to their two locations, Plantside Drive, the other on Westport Road. They'll get you set up. They're a family-owned business, and they have been outfitting Louisville now for more, and Southern Indiana now more than 20 years. It's cold out. It's dark out. Bring the home gym. Start the home gym. Add to the home gym. And do it with who we trust here at ESPN Louisville. It is the Fitness Market. Find them online, thefitnessmarket.com. Thefitnessmarket.com. Go to their Facebook page. See all the sales and items they have as well. It's the Fitness Market, 882-2690.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start. Plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.